Okay, we're going forward. Okay, we're on Lamed Hey Ahmed Aleph. Okay, on the about just by the wide, really big wide lines. One word before V'kivan Sha'ol. Oh, so now we're going back to the entering Eretz Yisrael whilst the crossing the Jordan, right? V'kivan Sha'ol Acharon Shav Yisrael. So now we've just traveling through the riverbed of the Jordan River. So he went up the Acharon, the last one, Shav Yisrael, the straggler, Min HaYarden. So basically everyone had crossed. So Chozru Hamayim Limkoimam. Then the water went back into its place, meaning it came crashing down. Shinema Vayhi Ba'alois, when it was in the going up of the Kohanim, meaning the Kohanim actually stepped out from the riverbed, who were Noisi the Aaron, who were the ones who were carrying the Aaron. Over here, the Kohanim were carrying the Aaron. Bris Hashem, which is the covenant of Hashem. Mitoicha Yarden, from the Yarden. Nisku, they were like disconnected. The Kapois, the of the Ragnia Kohanim, the soles of the feet of the Kohanim. El HaChorava, and to the Chorava, means the dry land. V'yeshuvu, and then they returned Meir Yarden, the water of the rivers, Lumkoimam, to their places, meaning they went back, right? V'yelchu, it's talking about the waters over here, the waters went Kitmol Shilshom, like it did the day before yesterday. Al Kol Gedidoisov, on all of its banks, meaning it was contained in its banks. Okay, that's the end of the pasuk. So now, problem is, Nimta, it was found, the Aaron, the noise of, and the people who carried it, the Kohanim, yeah, there's a different verse that just says a Kohanim, Mitzad Echad, right, on one side, meaning the Kohanim forgot to cross. They, what happened? They went into the Yarden, and what it said is, as soon as they put their feet in, yeah, kind of, I suppose, the water split. So I suppose they were still on the west side, east side, sorry. Yeah. Right. Yes, Gil, it's strange.
I remember
yes.
You said the patron though that on that day, unusually the Aaron word used to go after two shvatim, and this time the Aaron went in front.
Yeah, no, but the point of they went into the Yarden first, but it sounds like they were the ones that were stopping the water from coming back down.
You know, as they
yeah, the, yeah.
Everybody went past them and they stayed there.
Yeah. So yeah. And then Yisrael was on the other side. So
the Kohanim, right? All the Yisrael passed the Kohanim were in the yard.
Still, yeah, they stayed.
And then didn't they cross to the other side?
They did not.
Where do we see that from the Pasuk?
It doesn't say that they crossed. It says
yeah.
Yeah. What
is it? No, it says. Well, that's the lashon of the Braisa. Well, let's see the pasuk. It's going to be a pasuk. Nosa are, and then, right? Nosa Aaron es noisav va'ova, and then the Aaron carried it, the Kohanim, and it crossed over. Shnema. Let's see if we see it in the pasuk. Fine. Okay. Vayehi ke'asher, when it was tam. Means finished, kol ha'am, all of the nation, la'avor. Okay, v'ya'avor Aaron, Hashem, and then crossed the Aaron, Hashem, v'akonim, lifnei ha'am, to go in front of the Am. Meaning, so they basically, they flew over, but with the aid of the Aaron. That's the point over here, the Aaron carries its carriers, which we're going to see, and if it's very important to know this, because it's deadly if you don't. Val Dovazer, Al Dovazer, Ne'enash, Uzza. Uzza was actually punished because of this. So what happened is that in the past, the Palestinians stole the Aaron, right? And we, Dovin Melech got it back, and it stayed over about this person's house. I think it was Aminadov. And his son was called Uzza. So, and then Dovin HaMelech wanted the Aaron to be brought to Yerushalayim. So they had a thing. They were possession. They were taking the Aaron from this place, from this person's house, and they were taking it to Yerushalayim on wagons, which is a bit problematic. Shinema. Vayehi Kasher. No, sorry. Viavo. It says over here. Ad.
Is it problematic on wagons?
Yes, it is. It's very problematic.
Why is it?
Listen, even little kids know that. The Gemara's going to say that. Sorry. I'm not nice.
My wife enjoyed
it. Yeah. Vivo ad Gurun Kidon. They went till Gurun Kidon. Okay, that's the name of the place. Vishlach Uza, and Uza sent out Es Yadoi, his hand, Lachois, to grab Es Aaron, to grab the Aaron. The Uza saw that the Aaron was falling off the wagon. So he says, oh, quickly got it. I'm going to save the day. I'm going to be a hero. Yeah, look at it. It's healthy, whatever. So Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uza, he says, right, Noisov, its carriers, Nosa, referring to the Aaron. It carries its carriers. Yeah, Atzmoi, Lokolchukin, it can't carry itself. So who do you think you are? And so he died. V'yicha Af Hashem, Be'uza, and Hashem got angry, Be'uza is a prefix, Be'uza, with this person. Yeah, V'yakeyu, and he struck him Shom. Al Shal, because he did the Shal.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. What is that? V'goma. We have a Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar argue about this point. What is the Al Shal? Yeah, Chad Omar. One says Al Iske Shalu. I don't know how you put the name. Shalu means in Aramaic, the root Shin Lamed means Shogeg. Right? Shogeg means, right? So he was Beshogeg, meaning he made a mistake. He didn't realize that it was supposed to not touch the Aaron, and that caused his death.
It doesn't mean Shalom?
No. That's the next, no, shalu, no, it's like shalu, it means it's Aramaic for shogeg. V'chad amar, another one says, she'osa tzurachov. Another one says he went to the bathroom in front of the Aaron, which is not supposed to be done. So, and what's lost in shal? So Rashi says, ki yishal zeisecha, shal, we actually learned this in Beitza, that shal is lost in of like, it falls down. So it's, I suppose liquid is falling from his body. Yeah. And he shouldn't have done that in front of the Aaron. Now, before Nov, in front of it. Now, V'yomo Sham im Aaron Elukim. And he died there with the Aaron of Elukim. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Uza bar lo oilam haba. Uza gets a chelek in oilam haba. Shenema. Im Aaron Elokim, because it says with the Aaron of Elokim. So by the we learn by the fact that he has the schus to be mentioned with the Aaron that he's going to get chelik la olam haba. What?
Just that Aaron?
Yeah, I don't know. Meaning, I suppose. I don't know. Okay, ma Aaron la olam kayim. Just like the Aaron is going to be forever. As we look, where's the Aaron of Kodesh now?
Nick knows.
Yeah. Learned it, yeah. You agree? It's in the tunnels under the temple. We learned earlier. Okay. The Yomosh. Okay. Af Uza, also Uza, Baal Oilam Abba. So too, Uza is going to Oilam Abba. Now. Carrying on with that incident, Vayicha LeDavid. So similarly, it means he got angry. David HaMelech got angry. No, LeDavid. No, LeDavid. No, David HaMelech became. It was Vayicha LeDavid. Right, there was anger to David. We're going to explain this now.
You say he's going to all that, but if he really did recruit himself in front of the Aaron, so. Wow.
No, because a lot of times, this is actually, I just had this recently in Daf Yomi. What's the difference between Kores and Misa? Misa b'nei Shemayim.
Yes.
Right, what's the difference? So in the Perish of the Rambam it says, Misa b'nei Shemayim, if a person has to die b'nei Shemayim, his Misa is a kapara, and he doesn't have to fix anything after that. Meaning it's dealt with by the death basically takes away the Avera. Yeah, but certain things. Kores, there's some continuation that still needs a kapara. So over here, sometimes his death was a kapara. So it was a big kapara dying. Right. So the Yicha Ladovid. So David Amelik got angry or upset. What? Right. Al Asher Porat that Hashem breached Hashem. Porat's Beuza with Uza, meaning he David Amelik wasn't happy that Hashem struck down Uza, and this really is going to be the point. Is he's going to be feel bad about himself because he felt that he was in a certain sense caused the death of Uza, which we're going to see that in a certain sense he kind of did. Yeah, I'm a Rabbi Elazar. Says Rabbi Elazar, what's for Yicha though, Ladovid? So says Rabbi Elazar, Shenishtanu Ponov, his face changed, Kacharara, like a Charara, which is like a burnt biscuit, right? Kacharara. It's funny. It sounds like Brad had this. It sounds like we're like also for laugh. I can't remember. Okay, but also it reminds me of charred. Right, charar is like charred. Charar is like it was. So his face became basically blackened. Right, if his face became blackened, David Melach's. Right. Oh, so the Gemara asks Elamiato, if that's the case, call Hichad Chesiv Viicha. Everywhere it says Viicha, Hachanami. So now we just learned today in Kiddush Masechta. Then it says Viicha. Then it means his face turned black. So yeah, it can't be. We know it's not. It normally means angry. So answers the Gemara. Hosam Ksiv Af. No. Because over, right? Generally, it says Af. Normally, when it says V'yicha, it says V'yicha Af. Right? And that means anger. So when it says V'yicha Af, it means anger. Hakalo Ksiv Af. Here it just says V'yicha. It doesn't say V'yicha Af. So this means you can turn black. Generally. Generally, so I looked. If you look in the back, though, I think this is when it's speaking about people with Hashem. I don't know if this applies by Hashem. When it says v'yicha by people, it means this face turned black. And when it says v'yicha af, they were angry. Yeah, but with Hashem, that this rule doesn't necessarily apply. Okay, Doris Roberts. Now, so here we go. Mipnei ma ne'enash David. Why was David punished? Meaning this horrible event happened. Mipnei shakara le'divrei Torah. He called divrei Torah zemiros. He referred to the Torah as songs. Shenema, Zemirois Hayuli. Basically, the Torah was like sung to me. Chukecha, your statutes. Bebeis Migurai, where I lived. Amalo Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to David HaMelech, Divrei Torah, Shekosav Behen, that's written about them. Hisif. Hisif, basically, we had this before, means like you blinked. You blinked. A necha boy, meaning if you blink with regards to when you're learning it, the einenu, and it's gone. Right? With Torah, you can just, if you elapse and it's gone. Atar, that was the end of the pasuk. Atar, krea oison zemiros. You're calling them zemiros. Yeah? Hareini machshilacha. Behold, I'm going to machshilacha. Machshil is going to, I'm going to trip you up. Badova with a thing, Shafilo, that even Tinoikos shall, right, the Tinoikos, the young children shall base Rabban, means from the yeshiva, Yoidinoiso. They know it. Because what does it say? Dichsiv, the Libne Kahas, and with regards to Bnei Kahas, that was one of the three brothers from Levi. Yeah, that they carried the kalim of the base of Mikdash, like the Aaron, things like that. So that when they gave them cows and agalot to carry, yeah, lo niton, they didn't get any agalot. Yeah, ki avoidus a kodesh begoima. Right. So basically, we know that Kahas slept it on their arms. They didn't use agalot. So everybody knows, yeah, that you don't carry the Aaron with the agalot. The Ihu, and that means versus David HaMelech, I say he brought it, but Agalta on Agala. Okay, we'll stop.